Good morning. Clear skies and generally pleasant temperatures across interior New York and New England on this Friday morning after reaching into the upper 60s and lower 70s yesterday. Sunshine will allow temperatures to come off our morning lows from the 40s through the 50s and into the 60s. At the same time, we have an area of clouds and scattered showers heading in our direction from western New York and Pennsylvania. This area of unsettled weather is emerging out of the middle of the country, where a storm system is slowly tracking into the upper Midwest. Gradually, though, as this batch of clouds and showers rides into much drier air overhead, most of the precipitation will diminish with time. There will, however, be a gradual increase in cloud cover in our area as we go through the late morning and especially this afternoon. Still with a southerly breeze developing, high temperatures should be above normal once again with readings in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Eventually, some of those clouds could yield a few passing showers after dark tonight, nothing steady in terms of rainfall, and with mostly cloudy skies, lows will drop back to around 50. In fact, that system will fizzle out over top of us overnight Friday night, and we may start the day on Saturday with some cloud cover. But as that system continues to weaken, sunshine will gradually mix in on Saturday afternoon as highs reach into the lower 70s. Another and more potent disturbance will head in our direction on Saturday night. This storm system has more moisture to work with, and clouds will thicken up, and there's a good chance of occasional showers throughout the day on Sunday. With the clouds and wet weather, high temperatures will not be quite as high, but still manage to reach to about the 60-degree mark. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a series of weak upper-level disturbances as they pivot around overhead into next week. This will keep the weather mostly unsettled for the better part of the week, and it won't be raining the whole time, but some showers from time to time Monday through Thursday. Otherwise, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, with highs generally in the middle to upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will continue to move slowly through the upper Midwest over the next couple of days, with rain and some thunderstorms likely for the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined an enhanced risk of severe weather for the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. Risks will include the development of one or two organized thunderstorm clusters, with the potential to produce swaths of damaging wind gusts, large damaging hail, and a couple of tornadoes are also possible. The severe weather risk will shift farther into the southeast during the day on Saturday, where a slight risk of severe weather is highlighted. Heavy rainfall is also likely in the lower Mississippi Valley, and flooding is also a threat. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 30 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 43, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 6 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 60, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature, 54, that's 9 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 2/10 of an inch for the month, which is now 8/10 of an inch below normal, and 54.3 inches for the season, which is 4.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high 77 set in 1945 and in 1991, and the record low 16 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:31 p.m. 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by some late-day clouds today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some early sunshine, then increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by the end of the day and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower tonight in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, then partly sunny in the lower 70s, showers on Sunday, lower 60s, and mostly cloudy with scattered showers Monday through Thursday and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.